Number 23 is the creation of an Office of Sustainability under the Office of the County Executive and a new full-time position of Director of Sustainability that will directly report to the County Executive, retitling the existing position of Sustainability and Environmental Engineer to Managing Environmental Engineer and funding the new position with funds from the Appropriation for Contingencies.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I was sitting here about a month ago and definitely heard your concerns, and I appreciate DAS looking into this. I just want to, before we make a vote here, I want to mention a few other things. Just on number, I believe it was number 8, for example, you all, and I wisely, and I support that, recently took $50,000 out of contingency to further investigate something that will save money. And I will support that on the county board. I think it's a good idea. I kind of think this is the same thing. It really is. And actually, just Tuesday, we were at our Parks Committee meeting, so I'm trying to think if anyone else here serves on Parks. I don't believe so. And Stephen Keith, our halftime director, was before us with 3 new grants that we had never seen before. And one of them was a grant that we, excuse me, two new grants, because one of them was a grant that helps fund actual sustainability efforts, and it actually pays wages. And it was one that goes to, it doesn't go for one person, but it helps fund the various people that are in that office of architectural and engineering. So I just wanted to bring that up. And we've tried and we tried, and I just, you know, I hate saying the same thing over and over. I just think that this will be a small investment, and it will definitely pay back. And I'd even be willing to do something, perhaps if someone's interested in amending, if we do take this money, let's call it like it is. Why don't we ask for a report in the next couple months and see if our office has been successful and is able to save money and produce grants and revenue and those types of things. I mean, I think it's worth, at least as a pilot, even if people don't want to go as far as we've talked about. So it's kind of, I can't say it's my last plea, but I just think, you know, again, it's the same argument. I don't think we can afford not to. I know times are tough. We just did a similar measure here where we were okay with $50,000 to something that might possibly save money, which it probably will. I see this as the same endeavor. And, you know, I just, the last thing, too, is, and I'm going to say it like it is, I've spoken to County Executive Pratt. He's very interested. Please don't forget that he comes from the city, which has a department of 4 people. They're half our size, and they have 4 people. They've been doing this with the green team long before us, and they're doing a good job. And he knows the value of sustainability. So I don't know what's going to happen on April 5th or what might happen later, but I know that we have an opportunity now before us to possibly create a position that will pay for itself and produce many more savings that we so desperately need. So thank you once again for all of your time and leeway on this issue. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Smith.
Thank you. I appreciate Supervisor Dimitriff and all the work. I think we all agree with this as far as the need. I don't know if anybody has come up with the argument that we don't need something like this. Mm-hmm. Again, and I want to be brief, is that the contingencies is the difficult position to be placed in. I don't think the examples are, you know, I'm certainly not going to hire someone and then it doesn't work out in 2 to 3 months. We don't get all the grant funds. Say, well, sorry, you know, you can no longer serve us. So, you know, I think we have to either be voted up or down, either make a commitment or not. I am not willing at this time to make that commitment. Contingencies, there's going to be an awful lot of things that have we're going to fight for this money for so many things when the budget comes up. It's $129,000, so it's a significant position. I know it's in the budget. I know the county executive took it out. I think the new county executive should have a decision here. I think this should be part of the budgetary process. I have talked to Mr. Takarian, by the way. He said he would support a sustainability director and put in his budget. And I think it should be really part of DAS, because I think DAS would have the power one department doesn't have to really enforce these kinds of things to all the departments. So we have some uniformity. I think that's very important when we come to that point, and maybe will before me. I'm just one vote. okay? But I think I've been consistent on this, and I know we looked at pension and give $50,000. Anything is hard to take, but that's something we have to do. It's a state budget repair bill in front of us. It affects our members. We have to do that study. Would I like to have this? Yes. Are we going to get it? Well, you know, maybe you'll get it now, or you'll get it later. And I don't say it's you. I mean, it's all of us who really should be looking at this. I just think the contingency issue, I think there are other issues here I'm not going to get into. I think the new county executive should have a role in looking at this, too, because this position reports directly to him, and it is going to be him. It's the two people who are running. So that's the points I'd make. Thank you, Supervisor, and thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any further questions? Supervisor Johnson, New Jersey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Last cycle, I believe Supervisor Dimitrievich did cite some savings that this position would generate throughout the county. And I don't exactly remember the amounts, but I will move approval of this resolution for this cycle.
Supervisor Jersey.
Thank you. I want to thank Supervisor Dimitrievich. She's been a great advocate on this entire issue, and I will not be voting to support this for several reasons, some of which Supervisor Schmitz already indicated. I do think with the change of leadership that person should have some ability to look at how the Office of Sustainability should be organized. Strategic planning has been looking at this whole issue from the facilities viewpoint. We basically are instead of creating an office of facilities that might oversee sustainability and so on, are instead changing to go out for to look for outside strategic planning of our facilities from an outside expert and ask that person to also give his recommendation on how to best organize the whole issue of facilities, sustainability, and so on, to get a viewpoint on how the flow chart, if you will be created. So I think there's a lot of moving parts right now on this. I think it's an extremely important position, and I know we'll be looking at it again. But just given the fact of where we are right now in county government, the change of leadership, and so on, I'm not going to support this at this time. Thank you.
Okay. Any further questions? Madam Clerk.
I'm a motion to approve. Supervisors Mayo.
No.
Schmidt.
No.
Johnson.
Aye.
West.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
No.
Mr. Chair.
No.
Motion fails, and I vote to